Hey guys, it's Mrs. Marin. Today we're going to have a student spotlight with Sarah Baltic. Sarah is a fourth degree black belt, currently a college student. How are you doing today, Ms. Baltic?
Pretty good.
Good. So I want to start off with just a few questions. Actually, I have quite a few questions for you. Why did you start taking martial arts?
So I first started taking martial arts when I was 10, and it was right after a friend had me come take the class, and I just found that I really clicked with it. It was the first sport that I really enjoyed and got to train on something different every day.
Cool. Now, so I know I kind of alluded to this, but what are you doing right now, or what are you doing now in your life?
Well, now I'm in college studying for a bachelor's in biology, and I'm on a pre-medical track.
Wow, that sounds pretty awesome. How do you think martial arts, or what effect do you think martial arts has had on your life so far?
I think it really gave me a awesome leadership opportunity, along with like almost a second family or community that I could go to away from home. So just different experiences that really built up my character to who I am now.
That's fantastic. Now, what would you say your most favorite thing is to practice?
For me, it's weapons. I love practicing weapons, but I'm always down for some kicks and punching, kicking combinations.
Okay. And so what is your favorite weapon? Then if weapons is your favorite, what is your favorite weapon to use?
My favorite weapon is the double sanjabong, so the double nunchucks.
All right. And didn't you do really well with them at a big competition one time?
Yes, I actually went to world competition. I don't remember what year, but I got second place at worlds with double nunchucks.
That's awesome, because those are pretty big rings there at worlds.
Yes.
All right. So now I also said you're a fourth degree black belt, which is correct, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And what are your goals? Do you plan on trying or testing for a fifth degree anytime in the future?
Yes, I'm hoping to stay on track. It's kind of difficult keeping up with training at college, but the hope is when I'm home, I can train and stay on track.
Awesome. And do you remember what year it was you made fourth degree?
I made fourth degree in 2018, right when I turned 18.
Okay. And give our listeners and viewers just a little synopsis of how that testing went. How did you feel when you went to Worlds? Because that's a pretty, pretty big, event to be testing at.
So it was crazy. I didn't know anyone else there. I was super nervous. I had a couple of familiar faces from tournaments like the Wegmans and the Beddoes. So they helped relieve my nerves a little bit. But overall, it was a really good experience, meeting new people, and everyone worked together to make sure that we all succeeded and did our best to show the judges during testing.
Cool. Now let me ask, do you enjoy competing in tournaments? And if you do, besides getting a medal or a trophy, what do you think you get out of competing?
So when I was younger, I absolutely loved competing in tournament. Now it's a bit more difficult because the division is a lot more difficult than when I was younger.
Very true.
But definitely, I always loved meeting new people. When I went to tournament, I developed a lot of my tournament buddies, the people who I would see tournament after tournament, who I always competed with. So really just making those new friends and connections.
Yeah, I can understand that. I still have friends that I competed against as an orange and yellow belt, and I'm still friends with them. And that was a couple minutes ago, so I understand that completely. Now, what was your favorite event? I think I know the answer to this, probably so does everyone listening, but what was your favorite event in competition?
So my favorite event was weapons, but sparring came in the close second.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Well, speaking of sparring, man, you led right into that for me. Thank you. What would be your favorite kicking technique when you're sparring?
So when I am sparring, always a round kick is a go-to, but I also really love doing an axe kick or a twist kick to kind of mix things up a little bit.
All right. Both awesome kicks. And I'm thinking you may have won a few championships. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So what was that?
That was state champ, I think, from 2010 to 2015. Along with at least at some point in there, I've had all 8 categories of state champ, and then just periodically from then, every once in a while, I would pick up a category.
Right on. That sounds awesome. So let's move to, I think, probably one of the most important things. What kind of advice would you give to those students who are first starting out?
So first starting out, I can say for myself, I was very shy, and I know a lot of kids who are starting out definitely feel the same way because they don't know anyone. So I would say just make sure you reach out to the other kids, make some friends, find people who support you and help you during class, and then always try your best when you're in class. The instructors aren't looking for you to goof off and play around. They're looking for you to kind of put in that focus and show that you're really paying attention and learning what they're showing to you.
Awesome. That's awesome advice. Now let's move up from the kids that are just starting out, or the students rather, that are just starting out. What would you say to some of our younger black belts who may be a second degree or a third degree? And much like you, you had to wait until you were 18 to test for fourth. How would you recommend to them, and how did you stay motivated to do that?
So definitely congratulations on making it that far. That's one of the best goals ever, is to get past that first degree black belt and keep going. One of the biggest things that I found was that as I advanced rank, there were still new things to learn, new ways to do old techniques, along with perfecting old techniques that I might not necessarily have to use anymore, that could have been in like color belt forms or basic techniques. So really I found that going back and reviewing all the material that I didn't necessarily have to know anymore, but it certainly benefited me as a black belt, really kept me motivated towards going a step further and learning those new techniques that would come with moving up one rank.
Well, that's awesome. I want to thank you for your time, Ms. Baltic. I know you're actually in college at home right now, as a lot of our younger students are also at home going to school. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I look forward to seeing you on the live training with Chief Master tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
And we'll see you out there. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate
Thank
it. You. All right. Awesome. Have a good day, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.